We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Let me go back to the kind of the original story from the Tribune reporting on this. Then we'll bring in Neil Kashkari in the conversation. Two of Minnesota's most influential leaders believe they have a solution to the state's dismal academic achievement gap, one of the worst in the country. And all that is an aside, it has been for a long, long time. Back to the story. Alan Page and Neil Kashkari want to change the state's constitution with an amendment that would guarantee all children the fundamental right to a quality public education. This story has been in the news for a while. We had a public forum yesterday. We've had folks on both sides of the aisle taking one side, pro, other side against. And so let's go to one of the individuals behind this. Neil Kashkari is with us. Thank you, sir. I appreciate it. You and Alan Page, Justice Page, were talking about this idea regarding the Constitution and amending it for how long?
Well, thanks for having me. I reached out to Justice Page about a year ago and said we've made no progress in decades in improving outcomes for Minnesota children. We have some of the worst achievement gaps in the country. Could we work together to find a way to break through and finally put children first? We spent about a year working together, developing this proposal, talking to educators and policymakers and other leaders, and then we finally came out with it last week.
Why do you think, because I was just talking about our state and the mistakes we made in disability rights too, this is an area where, and you know this very well, you spent a year on this, where in many educational ways, we are strong. But this gap we have in achievement is embarrassing, is insulting, and has been going on for a long, long time. Why do you think we've had so many different ideas? Why do you think we've literally spent billions of dollars and we're barely getting better?
Well, I think the answer is because everybody has their preferred solution. And if it's not my solution, then I object to your solution and nothing gets done. And so what we're doing in our amendment is we're proposing to put children first, all Minnesota children, white, black, Hispanic, Native American, all children have the fundamental right to a quality public education. And by, you know, the Constitution is a framework for our government. This sets a goal that Minnesota would literally put its children first and then the adults would come later. And it would make available all the possible solutions. So kids in Bemidji might need something different than kids in North Minneapolis or kids in the suburbs. Let's allow parents and children, give them the power to decide what's right for their kids.
So it is rare, and it should be rare, when we change the state constitution. When I hear your last answer, I think that sounds great. I also hear former legislators, former governors, former teachers say, I thought we've had that already. So what actions will be forced to happen if the Constitution is amended?
Well, the current Constitution, the language was written, believe it or not, in 1857. We're one of the few states that has never updated their education provision in the Constitution. Our current language just calls for an adequate system of schools. I don't know anybody who wants an adequate education for their child. By putting children first and saying every child, all children have the right to a quality education, we think this can lead to transformational change over time. In the immediate, it would be a catalyst for the legislature to put politics aside and put children first. And then eventually we think it can lead to transformation. At the end of the day, this is a civil rights issue. Every Minnesota child, every family would have the right to say my child demands a good education. And if necessary, they could go to court to defend that right.
Education Minnesota, as you know, sir, is remarkably powerful. They have strong backers. They have strong critics. Among the areas that they are protesting is that this would pave the way for taxpayer-funded vouchers for private schools, which they have opposed seemingly forever. You say what to that, including if it did pave the way for greater opportunities for vouchers, would that be bad?
Well, our proposal is all about public education. The title of it is Equal Right to Quality Public Education. It's a three-sentence long amendment, and it uses public education or public schools three times. Justice Page and I could not find a stronger way to make this about public schools and public education than what we have done. So no, it does not support private schools or vouchers. That debate, whether you want pro-private schools or not, that debate exists today. People can keep having that debate even after this amendment is passed. This amendment doesn't change that, but this amendment is about making sure all children have access to quality public schools.
The president of Federal Reserve Bank of Minneapolis, Neil Kashkari, is with us. He's working with Alan Page, the great Viking, the longtime state Supreme Court justice, on amending the Constitution. Tell me about the panelists you had last night talking about this issue. Did you include and reach out to people who see it differently than you, and did they have a chance to speak?
Well, we did. I mean, we certainly invited Education Minnesota very early on. We reached out to them and wanted their input into our design of this proposal, offer them a chance to speak, and they turned us down and said that they were opposed to a civil right for all children to get a quality education, which we were disappointed. But we'd love it. If they wanted to be part of this, we'd welcome them and welcome their ideas. I was really impressed. You know, we've got a remarkable group of people. We've got Republicans and Democrats coming together who have never worked together before. I mean, yesterday, the head of the Minnesota Business Partnership, Charlie Weaver, said to Attorney General Keith Ellison, who's supporting us, he said, Attorney General Ellison and I have not agreed on anything in 20 years, and yet we agree on this, putting children first. And so I think they're a remarkable group of Minnesotans who truly want to put outcomes for children first.
What happens next?
Well, we are going to continue to meet with everybody we can, meet with as many legislators as possible. The way this works is the House and the Senate need to pass it for it to go on the ballot. And I hope that the legislature will pass it so that the people of Minnesota ultimately can decide, is this of the highest priority for them? I think the people of Minnesota care about education and care about children, so I believe they'll support it. I hope the legislature gives them that chance.
Neil, thanks for your time. I appreciate it.
Thank you.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today. Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.